You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Derek Renfro and my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It's been a great show about the different baggage we carry with money. And when we think about...
Not bags of money, by the way.
That would be nice.
We ended the last segment talking about not to focus on where you are, but where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And where many of us would like to go is thinking about the rich. Okay, what do the rich look like? What does it look like? And there's a lot of negative publicity around the top 1% of income earners. And I ran across a little infographic a couple weeks ago that I thought was really interesting because it listed state by state, what does it take for you to be in the top 1% of the income earners? So I'll ask you guys, like in Missouri, what would be your guess in Missouri be in the top 1%?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I actually would have guessed a lot lower, but top 1% of Missouri is $936,785 in yearly income to be in the top 1%.
That's a good chunk of change.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. In Missouri, that'll go pretty far.
Right? Yeah.
The top state, the number one state, was Connecticut. Can you believe Connecticut? I guess it's where the rich live because in Connecticut, $2.683 million puts you in the top 1%. New York is $2.13 million. Mm-hmm. So plenty of millionaires in New York.
Right, I would imagine so.
So here's what's interesting is when you look at the top 1%, okay, that's in yearly income. But let's just think about to be a million-dollar net worth. And we're way past the millionaires to the billionaires now.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. It sounds like something out of Austin Powers.
$1 million.
Yes.
With the pinky. So,
but let's think about... There are a lot of millionaire myths mm-hmm. out there. And we've kind of broken these down to the 7 millionaire myths.
Right.
Because a lot of people will put these out there as things on why they can't succeed. So let's talk about these things and realize, and Tammy, I'll let you start with number one.
Sure. They're tax evaders.
Right.
They don't pay their taxes.
Millionaires don't pay their taxes is millionaire myth number one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny because what are the real facts that you see around this, Tammy?
Well, the fact is that the estimated that millionaires, those in that top 1% you're talking about, pay about 40% of all taxes. That's of the whole tax bracket.
Well, and current tax regulation shifts may make these numbers even larger.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be even higher percent.
Yeah, it's hard to say where that'll go in the coming years.
Right, exactly. They think twice before accusing the millionaires about
paying their taxes when they, the top 1% paying 40% of the taxes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like, talk about inequitable.
Right.
All right, so number two is just my favorite, okay, is that millionaires just inherited their money. I can't tell you guys how many times I've heard this, is that, the only way to start out with money is to inherit it, or the only way to have $1 million is to inherit it, and that most people with, that are millionaires probably had the money passed down to them. Well, here are the real facts, okay? In Thomas Stanley's book, The Millionaire Next Door, which is one of my favorite all-time books, the surprising secrets about America's wealthy, that only 20% of millionaires inherited their riches. The other 80% are what you call the nouveau rich, okay? The first-generation millionaires who earn their cash on their own. Okay, that definitely breaks the mold of what most people think.
That's true. I mean, I would have... thought inheritance, old money.
You see that.
I mean, New York, you hear old money. I think we're
confronted with that.
Someone with that, yeah.
But, right, so the fact that 80% of millionaires earned it on their own.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
So they didn't get rich overnight.
No, like they didn't get rich overnight.
And it took hard work.
It wasn't given to them.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Derek, number three on the list.
A common misconception is that millionaires feel rich. It's easy to think that if you have a lot of money that people feel rich and secure and
confident.
They don't. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. But most millionaires worry about retirement and their kids' college funds and the mortgage just like everyone else.
I think that you're definitely right because most people I know with a really high net worth, they got there because they're in that 80% that mm-hmm. saved it on their own, and they got there because they don't feel rich. They're striving to continue to save because they have a lot of worry about just about money in general and how are they going to pay for things?
Right.
What's retirement going to look like? Paying for kids' college and all those variables out there makes them diligent savers.
Right.
Right.
They know what it's like to be on the other side of things, I guess.
Right.
So myth number four is that millionaires have high-paying jobs. Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to have that gainfully employed, but half of all millionaires are self-employed. They own their own business. So it doesn't help to have a college degree at about 80% are college graduates, through only 18% of those have master's degrees.
Right, so your chances to be a millionaire may go down with a master's degree.
Right.
That's good to know, right?
Good, yeah. Great to know. Derek, you still have a chance, babe.
All right. it wasn't a poor decision.
Well, one of the other things in The Millionaire Next Door, when it was a 20-year study of millionaires, and one of the things that struck me out of that book was that the high percentage of millionaires that never made more than $50,000 in a year. So that myth that millionaires have high-paying jobs just isn't true, because it doesn't really matter how much money you make, it's how much money you spend. So if you can diligently save and live below your means, no matter where your income level, you could become a millionaire.
Well, and I remember going through some conference or something, but a guy said, how many of you want to be millionaires? And most people raise their hands. And he said, how would you go about getting it? And, you know, people are coming up with all these different jobs. And he says, what if you asked 1 million people for a dollar? 1 million people. You just went in and asked everyone for a dollar. Chances are people will give you a dollar.
Right.
No problem. Some of them will give you $5, $10, whatever. So he said, imagine. So that's 1 million people. So if you asked 100,000 people for $10, you'd be a millionaire. And so he just started doing the math. How easy is it? How willing are people to just hand you over $10?
Right, absolutely.
You know?
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 7 millionaire myths. Myth number 5 is that millionaires all drive fancy cars. So you can get the idea that some rich guy in a fancy German car out of your head when you think about millionaires, because they actually are the ones driving the Fords. Yeah, the car maker topping the millionaire preferred list at 9.4%, okay, were Fords. Okay, so they're just not always the ones driving their Mercedes and driving all those things. Those frequently are the people that are spending their money on the cars instead of actually having it in their net worth.
Right.
Derek, number 6.
Number 6 is that millionaires hang around the golf course all day. not actually doing any work, just
hanging
fun.
Out there.
Right.
That's actually not true. Only 20% of millionaires are retirees, with a full 80% still going to work. It's not as glamorous or fun, but millionaires go to work just like I do, just like everyone else does. You have to get money in the bank some way. So
right,
that's,
still have to
that's
work.
Generally how it works.
All right, Tammy, and millionaire myth number seven.
Millionaires are elitist. Well, we've kind of already established that most millionaires earn their money, not just inherited it. So they still go to work. They still drive the Fords, as you said. They pay for the kids' college expenses. Sounds like the rest of us.
Well, and the bottom line is you can pretty much see a pattern from these myths, is that today's millionaires are people who live within their means. They budget and spend wisely. They focus on financial independence first.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the habits that take discipline, but ones that we can all adopt to begin growing our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the difference between people that grow wealth and people that don't, is it's deciding how much you're going to save first.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much, no matter where your income level is, you should start to save first.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to miss next week on the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut, simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. We'll see you next week.